step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, hanging out here, Dave Lesh, got Rocky Blair, Chris Garcia, Wild West Brewfest, November 11th, 12th, and 13th. Get your tickets at wildwestbrewfest.com. We were talking about pumpkin beers because, yeah, we're in
the fall.
We're in the fall season, yeah. And pumpkin spice beers are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you love everything pumpkin spice,
it's going to be nice. Brewfest. It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
it's going to be nice.
I'm going to put on my Uggs and drink me some pumpkin beer. I love it.
I think Rocky should talk about the beer. I mean, he's on the beer team. So, I mean, what kind of beer are we going to have out there, Rocky? We're going to have some pretty decent beer, right?
We're going to have, good beer, great beer, amazing beer.
Yeah.
What about mediocre beer?
How about like crappy beer?
So we pass on the crappy beer.
All the crappy beer goes to the other Brewfest?
So it can go anywhere it wants except for Wild West Brewfest.
Okay, I'm good with that. That's perfect.
So no, brewers are definitely, they're lining up, and we're still calling on a few, but we've got quite the format laid out and folks that are coming in.
Really fine.
And real happy to see that, right here in Houston itself, local group, Huggy Bear and the team will be out there. Buff Bayou, which we're sitting in this fine establishment right now, enjoying some pumpkin spice latte. Thank you, pumpkin
is that beer. Oh, man, I should have got that. I didn't realize I had that on tap here. I got the Crush City, but I might have to get that pumpkin latte. All right. We got to talk about this. You guys need volunteers. The backbone of the beer festival.
We really do.
So, What are the perks of being a volunteer?
Wow.
And what's expected? Do they have to be TABC certified? I mean,
good question. Yeah. So, I mean, volunteers, you can, again, sign up on our website, right at the volunteer issue. The big issue right now is we need second shift volunteers for November the 13th. So that's a Saturday.
That's the beer fest.
So that's the actual beer fest itself. So starting at around, say, 5 o'clock, ending it at 9:30. You ask about the perks, James. So the perk is that, hey, look, if you're a second shift volunteer, we understand that you're working and you're kind of closing out the event. So we take care of our volunteers. We have them come into our VIP after the event for a volunteer party. Chris is going to have food for them. We're going to have great beer for them. We're going to have a DJ for them. It's going to be an amazing time for our volunteers. We really want you guys to really think about volunteering. As far as TABC certified, the answer is no. We just, obviously, you have to be 21 and older. And if you want to hang out with us, drink free beer during the day, hang out with the brewer, and enjoy the afternoon with a bunch of cool people, please go to our website, wildwestbrewfest.com, and volunteer. We could use your help.
You throw a party for the volunteers.
We throw a party for the volunteers. Not only that, but we throw a party prior to the events at a brewery for our volunteers as
not
well.
Not just one party, two parties.
So you're being celebrated for volunteering.
Well, exactly. And we recognize, I mean, we're all business people, and we recognize the volunteers are spending their day with us. Granted, it's a great time, don't get me wrong, but they're giving up their day for us. So we want to make sure we give back something to them too.
And so how do they sign up again?
WildWestBrewFest.com. You just go to the homepage. There's a drop-down box, volunteer, and boom, there you go.
And don't they get a nice T-shirt out of it?
They get a great T-shirt. They get a lot of things. BrewDog has given us all these, really cool non-recyclable type aluminum cans that we're going to give to the volunteers as well. It's going to be a really neat perk, so they're going to have a good time. Matter of fact, we had 6 volunteers today, no joke, said, hey, I want to volunteer both for the first and for the second. They sent me the email this afternoon. I was like, wow, thank you for that. That was amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's really neat. They were already signed up for the first shift, and they said, hey, I'll just do the second, too.
That's what you call stepping up.
Yeah, it was really great. It was really great. So we appreciate that very much.
All right. Let's talk about your sponsors.
Oh, wow. So that's Chris. So Chris is in charge. So Chris does double duty for us. I do nothing. Rocky handles the beer. Chris handles the sponsors.
Is a man of a, so honest man he is.
The Chris handles all of our food, but he also we've developed a role called the sponsor concierge. So when you walk into the Ritz-Carlton and you have a concierge there, right?
Right.
So that guy takes care of all of your needs as long as it's legal. Now we kind of bend the rules a little bit there, but at the end of the day, Chris is the sponsor concierge. So talk about our sponsors, Chris.
Yeah, so we've got some awesome people that make our event run, right? Like we can't even have this event without our sponsors. Our volunteers are huge, our sponsors are huge, but we've got people like HEB. You know, they're obviously big out here. BB&T, which is now Truist Bank, one of our big time sponsors.
Long time sponsor.
KD Hardware, Ace Hardware. Yep. They're with us. And these people, they understand exactly what we're doing. You know, we've got people that contact us and say, hey, how can I be a part of this event?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. If someone's listening and like, hey, I want my business to be a part of this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How do they do that?
Absolutely. Hey. You reach out through our website.
Yep.
WildWestBrewFest.com. You go to the bottom of that and there's a little contact us. Click on that and we will find you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's on the bottom left of the homepage. That email comes to me and I forward it to Chris.
Yeah.
I know we're flying all over the place, but I mean, there's just so much to talk about when it comes to the Wild West Brewfest. The auction, the auction you guys do.
Yeah.
Which one, James? The live or the silent?
Yeah, we have two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's rattle off some stuff that
oh my gosh. So we, golly. So one of the auction items is pick any sports event anywhere in the country, lower 48. We will fly you there. We will put you up in a hotel and you can see any event that you want. So that's one auction item. That's a great example.
That's
right
a retail
there.
Price of wow.
Yeah, that's yeah. I expect you, James, to bid on that. By the way, your starting bid of $20,000 at least.
Yeah.
So another auction item.
$1, Bob.
Yeah. No. Another auction item is a house in Cabo. Another one is a house in Breckenridge. Rocky.
We're doing a week. So another auction item we got is a fine piece of jewelry. So it comes in. It's a beautiful, beautiful necklace. It's handcrafted and brought to us from Galaxy Jewelers.
Yep. It's Galaxy with IE. Yep.
Galaxy IE right here in Houston, Texas, in Rice Village. And so I tell you, if you want to visit a business right now, it's a great time to go visit because I hear he's got 30% off of everything on his shelf right now. So, but yeah, it's a beautiful piece of jewelry out there.
So, James, when you make your wife pissed, that's what you need to buy.
I know, right? I'm going to bid on that, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you might as well just buy that right now. We'll sell it to you for $10,000.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right.
$10,000 we'll sell it to
you. So great auction items.
Yeah.
When I listen to the auction, I'm like, wow, how did they get their hands on that? It's incredible, the stuff that you guys auction off.
Lots of sports memorabilia as well. We also have, as Chris said, we have a silent auction, too. So you can start to bid on that about a week prior to the event. We'll push that out to all of our customers, and you can go on the app and bid on that. And, of course, that will be available all day Friday, all day Thursday, and all day Saturday.
Again, November 11th, 12th, 13th, Wild West Brewfest 2021. It's happening, folks.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Come hell or high water, it's going to happen.
Like, I don't know, man. I want to buy my tickets, and then it gets canceled.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, we're
plan
we're
on
there.
Coming.
Yeah.
And plan at on, the end, yeah.
Plan on being there all 3 days.
Yes. And so, get your hotel room.
Yeah.
Get your hotel room.
And there's a number of hotels on the property.
That's right.
Around the Katy Mills.
And they literally will on the property.
And they will shuttle you to.
That's correct.
And from.
That's right.
The festival.
So you don't have to be irresponsible.
Right.
That is correct.
I would say, that alone, take advantage of that.
I agree.
And also take advantage of the VIP. You get in an hour earlier, and then you get access to the incredible food they have in the VIP tent. It's AC'd in there, too. Not that it's a big deal in November, but you never know. You never know. It could be a little warm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, we're going to have that tent kind of open and closed. So the people that are concerned about COVID, we're going to have that tent open and closed. So for picture every 10-foot, it'll be open. Every 10-foot, it'll be closed.
That VIP is a steal of a deal, too.
Yeah,
and another beautiful thing about it is, too, is we've got air-conditioned bathrooms.
That's what I want you to... I'm glad you brought that up because I had a listener tell me that. Like, air-conditioned bathrooms, that's what they love the best.
James.
They're like, dude, air-conditioned bathrooms.
Not only perks, that, but we actually have, we have flowers in there for the ladies.
Yeah, and I think there was music pumped in.
There is.
Yeah,
there is. So, I mean, it is not your typical beer fest. I think that's what we're really trying to talk about here. It is not something that you come and there's like 10 by 10 tents on either side with grass in the center and people don't know what they're doing. We run a professional organization. Rocky and Chris are big parts of that. We run a professional deal And I think you're going to be extremely happy and very surprised.
100% volunteer run, 100% goes to charity.
And
that's right.
And I love the fact that y'all give back to charity, yep. especially the city of Katy.
Yep.
You know, me have my kids in Katy ISD, working for Katy ISD. It's nice to see the kids that can't afford.
Kind of like the story you told me last night.
Yep.
You know, you ran across a kid that was a recipient of us. Yep. So that really drives it home right there.
And that is why we put our names behind the Wild West Brew Festival. Well, I want to thank you guys, Katy Rotary Club. You guys are doing amazing things.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to it. Again, second installment of three. We're going to do another one in the next few weeks.
Yep.
And we're gonna lay it all on the table.
Yep.
When we talk with you guys next, to give you every last detail of what to expect.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, James.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it very much. We're super excited about this event.
Thanks to you. Thanks, Chad. Man, we missed the Beer Logic guy.
Chad. Where's Chad right now?
Where is Chad? He's probably in a hot tub somewhere.
Right.
Keep that bathing suit on there, Pillbeam.
With little snowflakes around them. Exactly.
All right. We're going to take a break. Again, Wild West Brew Fest. Get your tickets, wildwestbrewfest.com, wildwestbrewfest.com. We're going to see you there November 11th, 12th, and 13th
at Canyon
Mills Mall.
One thing, James. Remember, VIP will sell out. So if you're thinking about getting VIP, buy them now.
Pull the trigger now.
Yeah.
Don't be a fool.
If you encounter wine snobs, just take a full glass of wine and put it to your ear. Minds will be blown. This is What's on Tap Radio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.